Sometimes there are just difficult stories to tell. Today we have one to talk about coming out of Pakistan because it means we'll have to do something about it. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today is also Veterans Day, and for most of us, it means more than gratitude. Stick around to find out why it matters. First off, Christians in the Middle East face extreme danger, but another group is even more vulnerable. That's women of minority religions in Pakistan, who are often brutally forced into marriage and conversion. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen tells the story of one young Christian woman.
There was a man that she had some sort of relationship with. She had known this guy. He'd proposed to her many, many times, and she's always turned him down. Eventually, he just lit her on fire out of frustration.
FMI is working to end these kinds of injustices. It's not easy fighting social norms, but they're giving women hope.
In strategizing with our national leadership team, we came up with ideas for making sure that women are not overlooked in the church, that women are not overlooked in their families, in order to disciple them and equip them to be disciplers of other women.
Can you keep these women in your prayers? Continue listening to find more ways to help. A crime like the one just described is tragic and unexpected, and it's the same with so many U.S. veterans. Here's why.
22 veteran suicides per day from the trauma of war. 1,000 new cases of PTSD every week. So 52,000 a year.
Steve Prince leads the Warrior Set Free program for Set Free Ministries. They take a gospel approach to helping veterans overcome trauma.
It's vet-to-vet ministry, but the powerful aspect of it is there's action connected to everything we do. Almost everybody walks out of there saying, I feel so much lighter. Well, they're not carrying a lot of the pain of the past that they're not supposed to carry.
And success stories abound. You can read Gary's story at our website.
His PTSD nightmares were gone, and he's doing great. So he's in the fight now. He's going to help us reach more veterans.
If you know a veteran that needs help, get in touch with Warrior Set Free. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Veterans Day. It started as Armistice Day, an end to fighting in World War I. But today it marks a day where we honor and thank those in the military for the service. Bill Lohr, a spokesman for Faith Comes by Hearing, asks, what better way to do that than with a military Bible stick?
They're putting their lives on the line for us. And what's the least we can do? I mean, we can provide them with God's word so they can have some peace and comfort.
Here's what it is. An MP3 player loaded with an entire audio drama New Testament and selected Psalms. They're partnering with churches to raise funds for 14,000 Bible sticks for the military. Is that even allowed? Well, it is when the soldiers request them.
It's much like what the Gideons do in handing people a printed Bible. That's all that we're giving them. So there really is no issue in terms of proselytizing.
$25 gets it into somebody's hands. Details to come at the end of the broadcast. And technology helps vets carry God's word into battle. It's also helping the next generation find their place in the Great Commission. At the Urbana 15 Missions Conference, over 200 college kids will use their skills in the first ever Hack for Missions. According to InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, students will be helping mission groups overcome digital challenges. Urbana 15 is just right around the corner. Stick around to learn where you can sign up. And for the whole of today's broadcast, the people we talk about are bringing Christ to the far corners of the world. Now we'll pause to honor the life legacy of Gary Bishop at Far Corners Missions. On October 26th, Gary unexpectedly went home to be with the Lord. He not only guided Far Corners, he also previously led the World Bible Translation Center and Mission Aviation Fellowship. On a day we honor those who served in defense of our nation, we also honor Gary, who spent his life on the front lines of the gospel. Thank you. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's an unprecedented attack on human life, and it calls for an unprecedented response by God's people. So this month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. It's a resource that lays out the issues and a godly response. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.